Chapter 10. Listen well. I, Mohammed, whom you call the prophet, I am a son of Christ with a mission to unite this planet in Christ awareness. So, before we go on, you need to close your Quran schools, immediately. You need to put the Quran aside and study the message of Christ. And then behave accordingly. Apologize with your families and all you have harmed. Shame over you who have murdered Christ, as this is a direct attack against your Creator. I fear, most of you will not even be able to regard this message as truth, but this is your true exam. Either you take it serious, move it in your minds and change your lives, or you will deeply, deeply regret that you did not, when facing the consequences, realizing the chances not taken. It's all about our heart, has nothing to do with running into sacral buildings like your mosques and repeating given phrases in masses. You can even keep your shoes on, as long as you move in the right direction. You still have the choice to cut the ties binding you and turn to the one, true and eternal, merciful God and Father of all, who strictly denies crime, violence, murder, betrayal and fraud, the one whom Islam is adoring and whom you have to title as Allah. I'm sorry to say that just an extraterrestrial design of a God substitute, a negative and punishing creation by this ET nation called Anunnaki, this creation is closer to the devil than to the real God. And these Anunnaki were also primarily responsible for spoiling my mission when I was here as Muhammad. They secretly abducted my body, placed the chip in my head and then I had to be their tool to receive what you know as Quran. They had great fun while doing that, making me believe I was in straight connection to paradise. After that, I was not myself. Anymore. There is no way, I repeat, no way at all to succeed and rise in your heavenly care without integrating and living the virtues of Christ awareness. There are divine forces dealing with hindering Islam taking over this planet. It will not happen. Behold my words, I will return and blessed will be those recognizing my imprint. I promise you, you will not have any chance to cut my head off. Together we will analyze the Quran and correct it. Probably, a complete new book will be created. I will be on your TV screens and mobiles and you won't be able to turn them off. Those of you still addicted to crime and terror will have to perish from this planet, perhaps even from the face of this universe.